Headlines this hour. Tehran criticizes Western states for pushing the IAEA to take a stance against Iran. Protesters across Iran condemn the desecration of Islam's holy book in the U.S. And American households have failed to regain their lost wealth during the recession.
It is 6 p.m. on Wall Street in New York and 2:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us this hour. Well, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says final preparations are underway for the resumption of talks on Iran's nuclear energy program with the West. Ahmadinejad said Iran has always been open to talks. However, he urged the involved parties to set a goal for the upcoming negotiations and be committed to the framework of mutual respect and justice. President Ahmadinejad also said he would talk about Iranian model of world management in his upcoming address to the UN General Assembly session in New York on Tuesday. Ahmadinejad is expected to travel to Syria and Algeria on his way to attend the 65th session of the UN General Assembly.
Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Jannati has condemned the sacrilege of the holy book of Islam, the Quran, in the United States. In a sermon at Friday prayers, Ayatollah Jannati blasted the move as lunacy. He said Quran is a book of justice and righteousness, and insulting it shows the hegemonic power's frustration with the Islamic awakening in the world. Meanwhile, large numbers of demonstrators took to the streets across Iran to protest the defiling of Quran. The desecration move happened on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Tens of thousands of Iranian people took to the streets after the Friday prayer to protest against the Holy Quran desecration in the U.S. The provocative story of Quran desecration began when Terry Jones, the head of a small 50-member church in the United States, announced that he planned to burn copies of the Holy Book on the 9th anniversary of the September 11, 2011 attacks. Though he backed down, but Quran was burned by a man in New York. The offensive act had naturally hurt the feeling of Muslims across the world, including Iranians.
I will not let just anyone insult our Quran.
Iran's leader Ayatollah Khamenei issued a message on September 16th calling the U.S. government and the Zionists, not Christianity, responsible for such an anti-Islamic act.
Iran's leader Ayatollah Khamenei has stated that we are not after retaliation, meaning that we should say that some Christians have burnt the Quran and we should do the same. No, we do not have such logic. We know that the real Christians have not done this. The people that have done this are proxies of Zionism.
The demonstrators say the desecration is not limited to Islam, and all religions have been insulted, and the culprits are after sowing discord among the followers of the religions across the world.
I have come to defend my religion and my holy book. I have come to say that the insult has not only been directed towards me as an Iranian Muslim, but to Muslims throughout the world. All religions have been insulted, not only Islam.
It's clear that Zionists and the United States have committed this act to cause violence, but with the important message that Iran's leader issued, emphasizing that we should not insult the holy books of other religions, their plan was neutralized. This was an important plot to sow discord between different religions.
The Quran desecration has been condemned by the Vatican and the entire Islamic world. Experts say that burning Quran is a continuation of the Islamophobia policy of the West. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.
In the U.S., the city of Gainesville says it will charge Pastor Terry Jones for the money it spent on protecting the site where he planned to burn Qurans on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Police say a $180,000 bill will be sent to the pastor's church. Security forces worked for more than a month to make sure the area was safe. Jones has said that he did not know he would be charged for the safety measures. The planned Quran burning, which was canceled, triggered protests around the world and was internationally condemned.
Well, many Americans are witnessing their wealth disappear. A new report shows U.S. household net worth plummeted during the second quarter of this year. The U.S. Federal Reserve says household net worth in the country fell almost 3% last quarter. The decline is attributed to the ailing real estate market and sinking share prices. So far, the net worth has dropped more than 20% since its pre-recession peak. The economic downturn is taking its toll on many Americans. A near double-digit unemployment rate and declining wages are among the reasons why 40.6 million people live in poverty across the U.S. Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Paul Sheldon Foote, who's a professor at the California State University, who's joining us via satellite from Irvine, California. Professor, as always, we're glad to have you here at Press TV. Now, there is some optimism in the air because of gains, supposed gains, that is, that stocks have made since the end of June of this year. Some are saying that the U.S. economy needs to be looked at with a glass half full versus half empty image. Are you feeling optimistic?
I am not, and I'm not investing in that way. The volume in the stock market has been down more than 30% in the last 2 months. These gains that you see have been on very light volume. A lot of small investors have moved their money out of mutual funds by billions of dollars. The bond market shows people were pessimistic. The futures market, such as the futures market for volatilities, again, paint a different story. Now, everyone cannot be right. You have people putting money in the market because many people think the best time to buy is when the news is the worst it's ever going to be, and assuming it never gets worse. But everyone cannot be right, and in a few months we will know who is correct.
Professor, California, with its massive deficit, continues to reject a tax rise, even though nationally wealth among the rich, this is, grew 8% over the past year. Why are Republicans like California's governor not willing to tax those with the money?
Well, the governor is correct. The reason we have the mess that we have in California is the Democratic Party and their highly progressive income tax system. They put in place a progressive tax system back in the days when we had Silicon Valley and a huge number of people becoming multimillionaires in a short amount of time, and they were depending on taxing those people. But when we had the big bust by 2000, we didn't change the tax structure. So we have small tax receipts, and we have politicians who are irresponsible, who keep campaigning and getting votes on spend more and more and more. This is special interest politics at its worst, and the governor is absolutely correct in fighting against it.
Right, Professor, the imbalance in trade, many say, is key to change if the U.S. economy is to recover, with the U.S. Commerce Secretary saying increasing exports will rid of excessive borrowing and consumption. Now, will that be enough to increase jobs and therefore consumer spending?
Exporting from which factories? We have moved so many factories to China already. What do we have left to export? Simply changing exchange rates and making your products cheaper is wonderful, but if you don't have any manufacturers left to export anything or any services that are needed elsewhere, what difference does it make? That's a very dishonest representation by the politicians about exports. The president claims that he can increase big time the exports. I'd like him to identify which factories will be doing those exports.
Right. Even though many still maintain a second recession is around the corner, others are saying this is unlikely and are heavily investing in debt, like the billionaire real estate investor Sam Zell. Now, do they know something we all don't, or are they actually making a mistake here?
Well, even the most optimistic investors assume that for the next few years, the economy will be very fragile, that the growth will not be enough to increase employment significantly, and we face many deep problems for years to come. We have the overhang of foreclosures in houses that's going to carry us through several years. So, of course, you're going to have some people making investment positions right now because the time to be buying is when everyone else is selling, for those people wealthy enough who can sit back and take the risk and afford to wait. But for the average small investor, they've already left. They've dumped their mutual funds. They're in cash or they're in treasury bills. They can't afford to take the risk.
Right. Professor Paul Sheldon Foote at California State University joining us there via sideline from Irvine, California. Professor, as always, we appreciate your comments here at Press TV.
A Mexican film director has said that Mexicans are hunted down and killed following a controversial immigration law introduced in the U.S. state of Arizona. Felipe Casals says his fellow countrymen are being persecuted because of the color of their skin. He has likened the maltreatment of Mexicans in the U.S. to fascism. Casals added that the Mexican people will no longer be friends with the Americans. The Arizona immigration law, which was passed in April, gives state police powers to arrest immigrants if they do not have proper documents with them. However, a federal judge blocked some parts of the law just before it was due to take effect in the end of July. The law also drew heavy criticism from the White House. Several protests have been staged against it as well.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Tehran criticizes Western states for pushing the IAEA to take a stance against Iran. Protesters across Iran condemn the desecration of Islam's holy book in the U.S. And American households have failed to regain their lost wealth during the recession.
Well, still to come right here on Press TV, in the next half of our bulletin, we'll bring you more on the struggle of amputees in Gaza to earn a living under the Israeli siege. Don't go away.
bomb blast in northern Iraq has killed 4 civilians and injured several others. Security officials say a booby-trapped bicycle went off near a police patrol. The incident happened in the town of Hawija in Kirkuk province. 9 people, including a policeman, were injured in the attack. Separately, a bomb blast in western Baghdad left an army officer dead. Violence in Iraq is still common more than 7 years after the U.S.-led invasion.
A 6.3 magnitude earthquake has jolted Afghanistan's northeastern Hindu Kush region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake's epicenter was 265 kilometers northeast of Kabul. It shook parts of northwest of Pakistan as well. Pakistani officials have told Press TV that it caused panic and that people rushed out of their homes. There are no reports of damage so far.
Well, Pope Benedict XVI has warned people in London to be on guard against aggressive forms of secularism. But while many greeted him on his arrival, some voiced their opposition against the Catholic Church. Press TV's Hassan Ghani now reports.
70,000 people turned out to hear the leader of the Catholic Church speak in the city of Glasgow in Scotland, which has traditionally been home to a higher proportion of Catholics, with the UK as a whole predominantly a Protestant country. Now he's come to London to meet more churchgoers and also for some interfaith dialogue. This is the first visit to the UK by a pontiff since Pope John Paul II in 1982, and it's the first to be designated a state visit, as the Pope has officially been invited here by the Queen. But while many thousands have rushed to greet Pope Benedict XVI in Scotland and England, there have also been some voices of dissent.
What happened to me for 12 years was just constant abuse. And I want the abuse to end, right? Now, it's ended for me. I'm older now and I'm slowly recovering from it. But I want him to come and meet us who've survived and meet us like people, person to person, with heart, and acknowledge that it happened and then work with us to make sure it can never happen again.
The visit has been overshadowed by the scandal in the church over child abuse. The Pope has expressed regret and sadness over the issue, but it continues to plague media coverage of his tour. In addition, the Metropolitan Police claim to have uncovered a plot to carry out an attack during the Pope's visit, although the Vatican has played down the threat. For UK Catholics, however, the chance to meet their spiritual leader remains a particularly special occasion.
I think that by coming out onto the streets, we're proving that we are supporting our pontiff, our leader, our Holy Father.
I'm Catholic, and it's a very big privilege to welcome such a great figure at the wall. It's a very great occasion.
Speaking in central London, the Pope talked of how he believed that religion, and particularly Christianity, was being marginalised around the world, and he warned that there were some people who wished to see the voice of religion silenced. Despite the attacks on him and the church, his supporters are judging the visit to be a success. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.